I'd like to share with you a story, and there should be a video of a lady from our church and how God welcomed her into his family.
今天要和大家分享一个的 短短的一个video， 就是呢 在我们教会里面的一位的姊妹，她在她身上发生的事。
You should have a transcript.
在我们的周刊里面，大家可以看到有一个小页，里面就是我最爱告诉大家的是耶稣和他的爱，蒙福的Betty，大家可以看到里面都把那个。
Jesus and his love. After a while, you hear I'm from the United States. I was born and raised as a young adult. Well, I don't like to dwell on it too much, but foster homes and you know, suffering some personality problems like depression and different things like that.
Did you know your parents?
No, I had no idea.
Never met them?
No, no. I was enjoying a career that I'd worked very hard to get to in social work. Okay. And I worked with abandoned and abused children, which was something always in my heart because I was one of those children years ago. And so I had a big heart for them. But the United States, well, New York and everything, had a recession, and I was a government worker, so I got laid off, and that's the reason I came to Australia. When I was in a foster home, I went to a vacation Bible school. Later on, the pastor came another day or so, and he said, oh, your daughter wants to become a Christian. And the family, when he left, well, they said, oh, he just wants your money and blah, blah, blah. And so I was really upset, and they called me Sister Betty, and the kids all gave me a bad rap, you know. And that was the end of it. I came to Australia in the first few months. I was a beach bum at South Stain, a beach club in Manly. And then finally I had to go to work. And I got a job. The only thing I could do was to be an art teacher here in Australia. So I started my work at Fairfield, and I lasted 4 years before I wanted to do myself in because it was a thankless job for me because I wasn't into teenagers. And I found them very rough, and I didn't like it. And that's when God kind of came in. I was extremely unhappy with my job. You can imagine. Everything I worked for had been ripped out from underneath me. The work and the age of children. And I was very, very depressed. I thought, what now? And so I thought to myself, oh, I think I'll take a bottle of pills and end it all. And so I prepared to do that. I had a whole bottle of pills. And the Friday came around, weekend, I determined that that's what I was going to do. I made everything nice in my flat. And I went to school on Friday afternoon, the Friday morning. And at noontime, I had a free period like most teachers have. And I was always sitting in the library. I got a Bible, and I started reading the Psalms, and I got to Psalm 20, 25, was reading it over and over, and then I heard God leaning over my shoulder and say, Betty, I love you, and that was it.
So the plan was off.
Yes, right. No, of course, I was walking on air that whole day, and further on, it brings tears for me because I was 35 years old and no one had ever said to me, I love you. And I know when the one true living God said that, it was true. He's my all, and he's the only family I have, and his children are my family. They're the only family I wish to know. And it's just wonderful to be part of a family and to have a father.
Thank you. What a story.
刚才那个故事非常感人。
I want to take the opportunity today to explore a bit more deeply based on the parable in Matthew 18, what it means to be welcomed into God's family.
今天我就用马太福音第十八章里面的关于一个的比喻来看看我们所谓要欢迎人家到我们的教会，我们怎么样用好像欢迎小孩一样欢迎他们到我们的教会里面。
Jesus says in the parable in Matthew 18,
耶稣在马太福音第十八章里面就讲到
He called a little child and had him stand among them, and he said, I tell you the truth, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven, and whoever welcomes a little child like this in my name welcomes me.
就正如圣经里面所讲的，耶稣叫了一个小孩子来，使他站在他们中间。
This afternoon,
not yet.
就说我实在的告诉你们。Go back, Leo.
Go back, Leo.
Yeah. 我实在的告诉你们，你们若不回转，变成小孩子的样式。断不能进天国，所以凡自己谦卑像这小孩子的，他在天国里就是最大的。凡为我的名接待一个像这样的小孩子的，就是接待我。
So this morning we're going to see what it means to be welcomed into God's family, and to be welcomed like a little child.
所以今天我们就用这个比喻来看，怎么样去欢迎别人来到我们的教会，就好像欢迎小孩子的一样的。
We've already seen in the video, but we're going to see adoption, which is immensely personal.
刚才我们在那个短片里面已经看到了一点，但是今天我们就看一看所谓领养是怎么样回事，这是一个非常个人的事。
It means a child is specifically chosen, sought out, bought, declared to have all the rights and privileges of being in a new family.
所谓去领养一个小孩，就是说我们要挑选，我们要去寻找，然后呢就把他带到我们的家里面，最后呢就他能拥有所有我们在家里每一个成员都能够享有的特权。
And most importantly, loved beyond belief.
最重要的就是呢他能得到最大的爱。
Earthly adoption, while incredible, must be viewed as representing God's greater adoption.
从世人的角度来看，所谓领养呢，其实呢是很难令人感到是一个很难置信的一个问题。但是呢，从神的角度来看，我们也可以知道，神在地上面是有一个很大的领养的计划。
Jesus' great commission in Matthew 28 is beautifully and accurately displayed in adoption when Jesus sends his followers into the world to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you.
在马太福音的另外一个经文里面，耶稣教训他的门徒就是去行一个大的使命，里面所讲的就是说你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉圣父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都要教训他们遵守，
我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
The American pastor John Piper said it well when he taught, "The gospel is not a picture of adoption. Adoption is a picture of the gospel."
美国有一位的牧师，他在讲到那个领养的事里面，就有一个很好的理解。他说领养并不能反映福音，但是呢福音呢却是能让我们清楚的知道神的领养的计划。
If the Lord chooses you,
假如神已经选择了你
for adoption,
去把你领养，
and you repent and trust in the finished work of Jesus,
你也相信主耶稣基督他为你成就的事救赎了你。
You're welcomed into God's family.
那么你就被接受到神的家里面去。
And so the king of the universe is your father.
所以宇宙的王就变成你的父亲。
And so you have full access to the father because you're in his family.
因此你就可以随时的来到神的面前，因为你是他的儿女。
So the big thing I want to ask today is, have you got true and proper assurance that you are part of God's family?
今天我要问大家一个很重要的问题，就是你是不是已经肯定你是神家里面的一员？
And our passage in Romans 8 helps us to think about this in two ways.
今天罗马书第八章就从两方面让我们清楚地看到这一个问题。
There are two tests in Romans chapter 8.
在罗马书第八章里面有两段的经文。
Firstly, in verse 14, those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God.
So, yep. 第十四节里面就是这样说，因为凡被神的灵引导的都是神的儿子。
So are you led by the Spirit?
所以你问一问自己，你是不是被圣灵所引导的？
Secondly, verse 16.
第二点就是第十六节。
The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children.
圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
Is that true for you?
对你来讲，这是不是真实的？
Firstly then,
第一点，
To be led by the Spirit is there in verse 13. Have a look at verse 13.
所谓被神的灵引导的，在十三节里面就说得很清楚。我们一起来看一看第十三节。
Verse 13 says, Romans 8 verse 13, For if you live according to the sinful nature, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live.
这里的经文是这样说，你们若顺从肉体活着，必要死；若靠着圣灵致死身体的恶性，必要活着。
So, being led by the Spirit means I put to death all the evil deeds I'm tempted to do.
所谓顺从被圣灵引导就是呢，我把所有令到我去行恶的事情完完全全的致死。
God's Spirit leads me away from evil,
神的灵带领我离开恶性，
to God's way,
走向神的道路。
Now, when it says put to death evil deeds,
这里所谓要致死身体的恶性，
it doesn't mean torture your body.
并不是说我们要折磨我们的身体，我们的肉体。
That was a mistake they made in the Middle Ages.
在中世纪的时候呢，人有这个错误的观念。
But your body is not evil.
但是我们的肉体并不邪恶。
And yet being led by the Spirit is not an easy thing.
但是同时呢，我们被圣灵所引导也不是容易的事。
As God testifies deep in my heart to say no.
就正如神教导我们要从我们的内心的深处，我们要对这个恶性
我们所有的那个欲念，邪恶的欲念都完全的拒绝。
To say no to the evil desires in my heart.
所以从我们的心里面，我们就要完完全全的去拒绝恶性。
So what the Holy Spirit does is He makes Jesus real to you.
所以圣灵的工作就是把圣灵摆放在我们面前，让我们每一天的生活里面都能看到有圣灵的存在。
That's His job.
这是他的工作。
To smite you with the beauty of Jesus Christ.
就让我们可以看到耶稣基督所成就美好的事，我们感到非常的惊叹。
And what He's done for you.
也清楚地知道主耶稣基督已经为我们做了什么。
Until you begin to weep.
一直到我们内心感受到他的爱，以致我们在他面前我们哭了。
And the penny drops.
我们跪在他的面前。
You have a similar expression? The penny drops? Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay. What he says to you at that moment is more real than what anyone says about you.
当时圣灵所显示给我们的，告诉我们自己是怎么样的一个人，是完全最好的一个，最真实的一种的，告诉我们。
I'll never have self-control.
我不会有自我的克制的能力。
I'll never not worry about what other people think about me.
我会我行我素。
I'll never not worry about money and bills and expenses.
我也从来不会怎么样去处理我自己的金钱。
Or handle rejection and loneliness.
也可能我不知道怎么样去面对排斥孤单
or sickness or even death
疾病或者是死亡
unless I have the Holy Spirit of God
除非圣灵在我的心里面
I need the Holy Spirit
我现在就需要圣灵
to make what Jesus has done for me so real
圣灵就把主耶稣基督所成就的事很清楚地放在我的面前
that I weep,
以致我在他的面前哭泣
and the penny drops.
然后我跪在他的面前
That's how change, real change happens in your life.
这就是生命的改变
To replace those things at the core of my being, those evil desires
就把我内心所有一切的恶性
with God's desires
完完全全的让主耶稣基督把它代替了
So how does that happen?
这个是怎么样出现怎么样成就的
You don't just need to know that God loves you in general
假如我们单单是知道主耶稣爱我们这是不足够的
You've got to let the Holy SpiritShow you.
你要让圣灵显示给你。
Show you what?
显示什么给你呢?
Show you how Jesus Christ sacrificially gave himself.
让圣灵告诉你，让你清楚地知道，主耶稣基督是为了我们自己牺牲他的生命为我们的罪。
He was condemned in your place.
他因为我们的罪而被审判定罪
And what you're doing when you first learn that and understand that
当我们知道这回事的时候我们有什么的行动呢
is the heart of the gospel
这就是福音的中心
And then you spend the rest of your life working that out
然后我们就用我们剩余的生命我们去把这一个完完全全的活出来
learning and letting the Holy Spirit we're letting the Holy Spirit amass radioactive material if you like to work on the tumors of your heart
我们就好像让圣灵把我们的生命有一种的改变就是好像把一种的放射的元素放在我们心里面去治疗一种的肿瘤一样
You and I need that kind of radical medicine
我们都需要这种的药
I'm looking at Grace. She's a nurse. She can tell me later.
啊，我Grace 她是一个护士是吗？她啊，不是不是。
But what see sin? What I'm talking about is what is sin?
其实呢，我们要问一问，什么是罪呢？
Sin is a tumor on your heart.
罪就等于是我们心里面的一个肿瘤。
A growth gone bad that's going to kill you.
是一种呢，在我们身体里面会把我们杀死的一种的变坏的细胞生长。
It is that self-centeredness.
就是说，是我们的自我中心。
That self-absorption.
是我们自己顾着自己，自私自利的。
Me, me, me.
就常常就挂在我们口里面的就是我啊，我啊，我。
It's going to kill you unless you kill it first.
这就会把我们杀死，除非我们先把它处理杀死。
And what is the radioactive isotope that will shrink and kill these tumors before they kill you?
刚才所讲的那种的放射的同位元素究竟是什么呢？在那个肿瘤还没把我们杀死以前，我们用这个元素，这是什么呢？
It's knowing what Jesus did for you on the cross.
就是假如我们知道主耶稣基督在十字架上他成就了什么事。
Illuminated by the Holy Spirit.
然后靠着圣灵把这一个启发了给我们。
The Holy Spirit grabs hold and turns the beautiful love of Jesus dying in your place into that radioactive material.
就好像是圣灵把那个放射的元素放在我们的心里面，就把主耶稣基督成就的在十字架上的救赎，好像是那个元素放在我们心里面去治疗我们的肿瘤。
So you can shrink those tumors.
所以我们的肿瘤就慢慢的缩小了。
So you can kill those evil desires.
就可以把我们在心里面的恶性治疗好。
You see, knowing myself.
所以我们要认识自己，
Knowing the joy of what Jesus has done for me，
更加要清楚地知道主耶稣基督为我们成就的是让我们感到多大的喜乐。
That's how you put to death the things that are putting you to death，
这就是我们要致死那些令我们去行恶的事情。
And you begin to live the spiritual life God's way，
所以我们就能行出神要我们去行的那个属灵的生命。
The life God made for you to live
是神为我们准备的，要我们去过的一种的生活。
Have you experienced that？
你有没有经历过这种的事情呢
？I'm looking for nods。
有没有人说没有了？
Have you experienced this leading of the Holy Spirit?
有没有经历过圣灵这样的带领呢？
To deal drastically with those evil desires in your heart.
要帮我们把我们内心的邪恶的事处理好。
Have you experienced that gentle, powerful, persistent, determined leading of the Spirit?
我们有没有经历过这种蛮有大能毫不间断的，还有呢，让我们能得到一个完完全全的决心去离开这些恶性的经历了。
Then you're a child of God.
假如有的话，我们就是神的儿女。
You can take comfort.
你可以感到安慰。
Second,
第二点。
The second test, verse 16,
就是在第十六节。
The Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children.
圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
You see, it's only by the Holy Spirit that we can cry, Abba, Father, as it says in verse 15.
就好像是第十五节里面所讲的，因为我们与神的关系，所以我们就可以称呼神为阿巴父。
For you did, verse 15, for you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received a spirit of sonship, and by him we cry, Abba, Father.
就是第十五节里面所讲的，你们所受的不是奴仆的心， 人就害怕，所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿巴父。
So by the Holy Spirit I put to death evil desires.
所以靠着圣灵我把所有的恶性致死了。
And by the Holy Spirit I cry out to God, my Father.
靠着圣灵我可以大声的呼叫说阿巴我的父亲。
Those two things.
这是两件事是同时出现的。
Now notice the language here, Abba.
我们看看这里所用的语言。阿巴
That was the language Jesus used.
这是耶稣基督当时用的词
Aramaic.
是一个我们叫亚兰语亚兰语是当时犹太人他们常用的语言
It caused a sensation when he taught his disciples.
当他用这个称呼的时候呢他教导他的门徒的时候呢其实里面是有一种很大的感情在里面的
No one had ever spoken to God like this before.
以前没有人这样的称呼神。
With this intimate word.
用这个这么亲切的词句。
It obviously made such an impression on them.
就因为这样呢使门徒有一个很深刻的印象。
That they asked him to teach them to pray.
所以门徒就叫耶稣基督教导他们去祷告。
To which we get the famous Lord's Prayer.
因此，耶稣基督就教导他们那个非常有名的主祷文。
Approaching God intimately as our Father.
我们来到神的面前的时候，我们称呼他为我们的父。
Now, we probably make a mistake here if we get too, how do I say it? Sentimental about this.
假如我们感觉用这个我们的父阿巴这个词语的时候呢，我们感觉到是有一种的感情在里面的时候呢，就可能是我们对这方面的一种的误解。
Abba is Aramaic.
阿巴这个词是亚兰语。
It's not translated here.
是没有经过翻译的。
But it's a word I think we all know really well.
其实这个词语呢是一个我们都很了解的一个词
It's that intimate word that young children first say when they look at their father
就好像是小孩子他见到他父亲的时候立刻的很自然的就喊出来的一个词语
Dada
比如说有些小孩见到爸爸就说Dada
Dada Daddy Papa Abba Daddy
就是这些我可以说是通用的大大爸爸爸爸等等啊都是这样的。
Is there a Chinese, you know, what do you say?
Chinese we say 爸爸。
爸爸 Yeah, 爸爸 very, same word, 爸爸。Very intimate, word.
是很亲切的。
And so we probably ought not to use that language for God, the creator of the universe.
其实嘛，我们对神这个创造天地的主，我们不应该用这个词。
The king,
他是王。
He can't be pushed around like some of our earthly dads.
我们是不能用我们自己的喜好去摆布神。
We need to remember how the Lord's Prayer begins.
我们应该知道主祷文开始是怎么样说的。
Our Father.
是这样说我们在天上的父我们的父亲
With intimacy
这是非常亲切的
And then we say Who art in heaven With awe
跟着我们说愿人都尊你的名为圣是有一个我们感觉的很伟大很惊叹的意思
Intimacy and awe
一方面是看到神的时候我们就感到很亲切另一方面我们是对神的那个威严有一种的敬畏尊重
So that word Abba is one of love and trust and intimacy but it's also one of reverence
所以呢在这里所用的阿巴是里面呢有一个亲切感是有一种的信靠等等但是同时呢也是向神反映出一种的敬畏很大的敬畏
Very important to understand
这是我们应该要注意的是非常重要的
It's not fear
其实呢，这里所讲的并不是所谓 fear， 就是害怕。
You see verse 15.
第十五节。
For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear.
就是说仍旧害怕所受的乃是儿子的心。
But you received the spirit of sonship.
就刚才所讲的是我们所受的是儿子的心。
It's not as if you need to be afraid of God.
这里所讲的不是说我们要害怕神。
But it is a godly awe.
但是呢，这里所讲的就是我们对神是有一种的敬畏。
And that's what it means in the Bible when it says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
就正如圣经另外一个地方讲到是说，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，敬畏耶和华。
You're not coming to someone who can be manipulated.
我们来到神面前，这位神并不是我们可以去摆布啊，去操纵的。
Like Uncle Carson with his nephews.
就好像我们的牧师和他的侄儿玩的时候一样。
I've seen the photos, Grace. You know what I mean. We're coming to the Father Almighty.
我们来到这位神的面前，他是一位蛮有能力、大能的神。
Creator of heaven and earth.
他是这个世界、宇宙的创造者。
The judge of all men.
是每一个人的审判的神。
So there is this amazing balance.
所以在这里呢，我们看到一个非常微妙的平衡。
Between true reverence and true intimate trust and love.
这个平衡呢，一方面就是我们对这位神的，因为他非常有威严，我们对他也非常的敬畏。但是同时呢，他是我们爱我们的，我们也是跟他非常亲切的。
So what happens is the Holy Spirit loosens our tongue.
所以呢，发生了什么事情呢？就是圣灵让我们的舌头能得到释放。
Daring us to call the God of the universe Abba, Father.
让我们不自禁的去喊出来说，这位宇宙的创造者是我们的父，是阿爸。
And by daring us to do that, I acknowledge I am in the family.
我们这样做就是说明我们是在神的家里面的一份子。
I no longer see God as someone who's far off.
我再不会认为神是远远不可及的人的神。
Someone I'm afraid to approach.
这位的神也不是一个我们不敢去我们害怕去亲近的神。
He's someone I see now, I urgently need today.
他这位的神是我今天立刻就要需要的神。
Like a little child needs their daddy.
就好像是一个小孩子他需要他的父亲一样。
His help.
我们需要他的帮助。
His guidance.
他的引领。
His comfort.
他的安慰。
His direction.
他的指引。
And his strength.
他的力量。
And the minute you become a Christian.
所以当我们成为基督徒的那一刻，
you have this intimate relationship with the Father.
我们立刻就与神建立了这么亲密的关系。
And everything Jesus has accomplished for you is transferred to you.
耶稣基督所成就的每一件事立刻就转移到我们的身上。
All the family inheritance comes to you.
所有家里面能继承的事的东西都来到你身上。
Now some here might be put off by Paul's language.
有一些人对保罗这里的用语呢有一点的争论。
That it's a bit gender insensitive.
他们认为保罗在这里用的儿女 children 这个字是没有那个性别的那个明显的说明性别。
When he talks about sonship,
就当保罗讲明就是儿子。
Some might say, wouldn't it be better if he talked about sons and daughters of God?
有一些人说保罗能不能比较好一点的就是说明是儿子女儿。
But we need to go back to the traditional culture.
但是我们要回到传统的文化
to understand what was happening at the time.
我们就会更理解当时发生的事情。
In traditional culture, only the sons receive the family provisions and inheritance and honor.
根据传统的文化呢，当时的社会呢，唯有儿子他才能继承家里面所有的一切。
So they can provide for the family.
所以呢，他可以继续的去维持这个家庭。
Is this the same in Chinese traditional culture?
是，中国人也是这样的，是吧？
And so what Paul's revolutionary claim here is,
保罗在这里用了一个革命性的词。
There are no second-class citizens in God's family.
就说明了在神的家里面，在神的国里面是没有二等公民的。
Everyone receives the honor of being, everyone who becomes a Christian receives the honor of becoming the heir.
每一个成为基督徒的人，他们都是同等的，能继承神给我们的主要的一个非常大的那个继承，就是我们成为他的后裔。
Sonship
就是得到儿子的名分。
Men and women
无论是男是女。
So our adoption means we are now loved like God's Son Jesus Christ is loved.
所以我们给神领养了的意思就是说耶稣基督能得到神的爱我们也同等的得到相等的爱
No matter our circumstances
无论我们的处境是怎么样
Men or women
无论你是男是女
Chinese, Aussie
中国人澳大利亚人都好
Old or young
年纪大的年轻的
Poor or rich?
有钱的贫穷的。
See, Paul's not promising you better life circumstances.
保罗在这里不是保证你能得到好的生命。
He's promising you a far better life for eternity.
他所保证的是一个远远超过你想象的，就是那个永生。
The great inheritance.
是一个最大的继承。
He's promising you a life of greatness and joy and nobility.
他所保证的是一个你会得到的永远的完完全全的生命，一个一个是尊贵的生命
，forever
是永远的。
And anyone here today can experience this.
其实嘛，今天每一个人都可以经历这种的经验。
And If you want to know more, come and talk to me, talk to Samuel, talk to CM, Carsten, Grace, talk to one of the leaders here, and we can help you to know this more and more.
假如你想认识更多关于这个课题的，你可以稍微以后跟牧师谈一谈，也可以跟我们教会里面的牧师领袖等等去谈一谈。
See, as God's child,
所以当我们成为神的儿女的时候
There's nothing you can do to make him love you anymore.
我们其实也不需要做别的事情让神更加爱我们。
He already has given you his greatest gift.
因为他已经给了我们最大的礼物。
His very own son.
就是他的唯一的儿子。
And so my message to everyone here this morning is this.
所以今天给大家的信息是这样的
Delight in the greater adoption
因为我们被领养了我们要感到非常的欢喜快乐
Delight in the greater adoption
就是让我们感到欢喜快乐因为我们被神领养了
And live as one who knows you have God as your Father
让我们的生活里面每一天都清楚地知道神是我们的父亲
Because you are purchased by the precious blood of Jesus
因为我们是主耶稣基督用他的宝血赎回来的
Redeemed from your sin
是把我们从罪里面救赎回来的
And offered and given the eternal inheritance
以致到我们可以得到永生
If you know that and have experienced that, thank the Lord.
假如我们都明白这一切，我们应该对神说一声感谢。
Thank the Lord today that He has redeemed you.
因为神已经救赎了我们。
Encourage your brothers and sisters.
所以我们应该用这个真理去让我们的弟兄姐妹互相的勉励。
Because we are God's family together.
因为我们是神家里面的成员。
Encourage each other to look to that hope.
所以让我们大家的勉励，我们去看着这一个神给我们的那个应许。
And in our ministry and mission to share that love with others.
让我们在我们福音工作上面把这个真理和别人去分享。
Who are not yet God's children.
那些还没成为神儿女的人。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.